you heard in Mike Pilch's newscast, a spokesperson, I'm very close to, except that the guy is supposedly an economist, I'm very close to calling him a spokesmuppet, for the Department of Workforce Development say, we're doing the best we can. Well, if that's true, then the best Wisconsin can do to help people that the government of Wisconsin forced into unemployment is about half as good as the state of Illinois can do. If the best we can do is what we're doing right now, then the best Wisconsin can do is 50% of what Illinois managed. And Illinois is basically at junk bond status with the most corrupt government next to New Jersey in America. I've got John Nygren, Representative John Nygren, on the program. Surely this is not the best we can do. Representative Nygren, good to have you.
Good to be with you, Vicki. Actually, I wish we were talking about different terms. You know, I'm talking about unemployment being near around 3% rather than between 14 and 15%.
Remember when it was about two months ago?
Not that long ago. And you're right. We're now talking about hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin citizens that are on unemployment because the government flipped a switch to quote, you know, Tony Evers, or turned a dial off to quote Tony Evers. You know, initially, I kind of gave them a break on this issue because it was, you know, this was a very unique situation where we were fighting this virus and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the record number of people calling into the system, I got all that. But, you know, when 1 week goes by and 2 weeks goes by and 3 weeks goes by, and now, Vicki, it's been over 2 months. And the last stat I saw, one out of every three claims hadn't been processed in Wisconsin. Wisconsin was dead last in the nation in actually getting to processing those PUA payments, those additional pandemic payments that were coming from the federal government. This is, as I told you on the break, this is a simple blocking and tackling of government. It's not sexy, but this is what people expect from their government to be able to respond in a crisis like this. And yes, this is once in a lifetime crisis, but after this many weeks, when people are continuing to wait over an hour, if they're lucky to get their phone call answered, obviously leadership is vacant at Department of Workforce Development. And I would say this goes all the way to the top, to the governor's office. He has to be held accountable for what has transpired in that agency.
I was chatting with Brett Healy from MacIver Institute earlier on the show, and they did a wonderful piece at MacIverInstitute.com taking a look at the numbers. We have 1,600 employees at Department of Workforce Development. Nearly all of them are idle, and they have not been pulled in to catch up on all of these claims. Again, 675,000 people still outstanding and having their claims processed. Every time I bring this up, by the way, John, I'll get emails from people saying, oh yeah, here's a guy who got 2 weeks, got cut off, and now he can't continue to get his unemployment claims processed. Here's someone who still has not gotten through on the phone lines for unemployment. And you know, when you have 1,600 people, you would think those 1,600 people could be reoriented and be put on these claims to make sure that we catch up as quickly as possible. And okay, March 12th, fine. Give them maybe 5-6 days, pull everybody in, 24-hour service, and I think we would have probably been ahead of this in a couple of weeks.
You know, the excuses have changed over the weeks. Initially, it was the federal government wasn't giving us the tools.
I remember.
To respond to this rapidly enough. Now they're actually blaming reforms that we implemented back in 2013 or 14 to deal with a $2 billion deficit at UI. By the way, those reforms were things such as fraud prevention, things such as drug testing. None of those things make it more difficult to answer the phone, and those are the things that we're hearing from constituents. So you mentioned the employees and being able to bring them into the call centers. So under the special session pandemic response that the legislature passed, we made it possible for them to transfer, as they see fit, employees not only from within DWD but from other agencies to be able to come in and be able to respond to this. Additionally, one of the other more recent complaints that they're coming up with is that their technology isn't up to date to be able to deal with this. We talked to the federal government. They claim that Wisconsin, first of all, Wisconsin is near the bottom, as I said, as far as being able to respond dead last in the PUA payments. But our technology, they say, they claim, is more middle of the road. It's not as bad as some. Some states actually had terrible technology. They worked 24/7 around the clock to be able to implement a new technology system to be able to address this issue. Wisconsin got $18 million in administrative funds from the federal government in the CARES Act to be able to do things like that, specifically for DWD. And yet here we are, 2 months later, people are still waiting.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you had federal money already dispatched that would have permitted the state of Wisconsin to do whatever it needed to do to upgrade systems, add phone lines, create whole new phone banks. You, the Republicans, along with the Democrats in special session, allowed the administration to move whoever to the appropriate position. And so none of this happens. None of this happens. I'm reading that the Evers administration has put out a call to hire new people. New people. Why? Why would we hire new people? That's going to take weeks to process new hires because we all know how slow the state of Wisconsin is to actually get people through an application process. Instead of moving people we've already hired into a position where they can just sit and answer phones, they are going to end up retiring with a very generous pension. The least they can do for the next couple of weeks is sit and answer phones.
You know what? I'm actually a believer that there's actually people, I'm sure, that are willing to do this. But in addition to within state government to be able to help their friends and neighbors, but even something basic as far as how long they actually are on the phone. My background's insurance. I'm not a banker, but my background's insurance. Bankers are often teased about, you know, the 8 to 4, you know, bankers' hours. Well, DWD, the Division for Unemployment, they're actually answering the phone from 7:35 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. That's actually how long they were actually had those phone lines open every single day. And a couple weeks ago, we were putting pressure on them. You know, I said, let's go till 10 o'clock at night. Some states have done that. I think California and Michigan have done that. They said, yeah, we're going to go till 5. Well, yippee, you know, an extra an hour and a half, that's great, but still not rapid enough when you've got 1 in 3 claims that are still outstanding. And then Journal Sentinel actually found out in a story they did last week they hadn't even done that yet. So, you know, as I said, they're looking for excuse after excuse. I'm willing to be helpful if there's things that they need from us in state government rather than excuses, you know, or blaming us for things that we did in 2013. Give us a list of things that you need us to do. The one thing you asked for was the 1 week waiting period. We did it. Now, it's been however many weeks later and still nothing from the Department of Workforce.
So I've been hearing from leadership, at least on the Senate side, and so you can perhaps speak to this, that the Evers administration doesn't even have an open line of communication in any kind of regular way with the Republicans in the legislature. Is that still the case?
I believe that is. So recently we had the court decision, right? The court decision came through and, the governor was asked about meeting with the legislative leadership, you know, so it came through late in the afternoon. I think the first opportunity to reach out, or maybe it came around noon, 1 o'clock, if I remember correctly. The first opportunity was late in the day. Nothing was scheduled until the next morning. They had that meeting the next morning. And then the Governor Evers said, well, you know, let's schedule another meeting. Maybe we'll do it next week. I mean, that's the sense of urgency, even on an issue that they're once again blaming Republicans that we're opening our state back up without these restrictions in place, and we're going to kill people. Yet, something that's that important to him, he has to wait a week before getting back to us. I mean, that's the kind
What's
of
he doing? What is this guy doing, John? What is he doing? Is he doing anything? He likes to hold his meandering press conferences.
What's happening in Dane County with sports? You know, leagues and everything, but maybe the pickleball league is
right.
Running full, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm not sure, but there would seem to be that this is an opportunity to lead.
What leadership? We have had a guy who has decided he likes to go it alone. He wants to do everything by executive order. So he starts to shut down the state of Wisconsin by executive order and then blaming the Republicans for not doing anything, despite the fact that he's not picking up the phone and calling Robin Voss or calling Scott Fitzgerald. And then when stuff starts to go to hell, he does absolutely nothing except to try to figure out a way to blame Trump, to blame you, to blame Scott Walker. I mean, this state used to run like a well-oiled machine, for as well an oiled machine as the state government could run. And now it's like the guy is just like let go of the reins of everything, and everything seems to be, you know, falling apart, John.
Well, and it's kind of run by basically his chief of staff, I believe. You know, that's where all the decisions are taking place. You know,
does his chief of staff give a damn that 675,000 people can't get their unemployment checks?
You would hope so, but it would based on results, I would guess not. You know, here's the other thing, Vicki, holding people accountable and holding yourself accountable. So when Scott Walker was governor back in 2014, we had a number of calls that were being dropped in the UI division, the Department of Workforce Development as well. And we actually found all the press releases from our Democrat colleagues, Peter Barca, Jen Schilling, Melissa Sargent, you know, you name them, left and right, Dane County's best, were actually all over Scott Walker, that these people were being... By the way, the problem is five times greater today than it was then. These people are all over them. We Republicans, actually, once again, were in control of the legislature at that point in time. We held the Walker administration accountable. We did an audit, and we found a number of errors, and we actually took steps to correct those mistakes and reform government, typically as Republicans do. Yet those same people who were all over Scott Walker years ago refused to hold Tony Evers accountable for 675,000 people waiting for checks that actually could be making a difference whether their family is going to have food on the table tonight or not.
Oh, John, this is, you know, and a press that does not want to hold this governor accountable either. That was something very different the last administration.
That is probably one of the biggest frustrations, Vicki, is the lack of accountability from the media. You know, for whatever reason, now they want to be fair and balanced. You know, everything is, you know, yeah, they're not doing their job, but, oh, you passed these laws back in 2013. Bottom line, which one of those laws made it more difficult for them to be able to answer a phone?
No kidding.
None of them.
John Nygren, thank you for coming on the program today.
Thanks, Vicki. Have a great day.
You too. State Representative John Nygren, I do need to take a break here. Mike Pilch will join me next with headlines.